Aveir. When we see these unthinkable, we do these unthinkable acts relative to our own understanding, our own morals, both when we are self-criticizing and especially when we're criticizing others. It's extremely important to know this Mishnah because it will give us the capability of having the proper dual perspective that you need on such acts. On the one hand, they are in fact absolutely terrible. And on the other hand, you have to understand them. You have to understand yourself, and especially you have to understand the other person. Danger is that if a person understands, he may accept. And that's no good. If you understand, he's going to say, well, all right, then it doesn't matter. You can continue being a bad guy, and you're going to lose out of the process. That's not what we're looking for. But it would be a fallacy of approach. If a person judges the acts like a Beis Din would, in a Beis Din, why, who, when, how much his mother screamed at him when he was a kid, has no place. He didn't act, he's a responsible person, he carries the punishment that goes with it. That is the way a Beis Din is supposed to judge. That is mafurish, not the way we're supposed to judge ourselves, especially the other person. B'tzedek tishpat Am Yisrael. What's the pshat? Why is b'tzedek dan l'chav zchus? Why is doing you b'tzedek tishpat Am Yisrael? What is that different than the judgment of a court? It's not a din tzedek, but bagatz they call it over here, right? President of Tzedek. They don't even know the translation of the words. They don't know Hebrew. A Beis Din is not Letzedek. Beis Din is Mishpat. Tzedek has no place in court. No place. In court, you do Mishpat. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, yeah, I know. It's talk of Mishpat. Right, but I'm talking about the etzim, judgment itself. That's the whole sugi over there. There's pshar, that's a different thing. But when there is mishpat, here in this country, the close person that said it, he used the wrong word, naturally. Beis Din HaGodol Mishpat, I guess doesn't sound so. The good guys, if we check. Tzedek doesn't translate as justice either. But tzedek tishput Am Yisrael is a requirement that a person looks into behind the act, around the act, before the act, and to see it in perspective of the whole person, of his whole situation. That doesn't mean that he's not responsible for his act. We're not making the mistake of the modern psychology. That's not the idea. He's still responsible, even when we're saying he said it. But major difference is in what we brand, the name that we give a person. Way we relate to him, our attitude, to ourselves, and especially to the other person. When a person doesn't act, that is bemet below the red line, no good, Russia, no good. It's chaitim v'loy chatoim. The chet should be getting rid of, not the chet. To be able to separate it, to see that in the mabat of tzedek, the person is not in his proper place. he did it, he was responsible, but he's been taken out of his natural state. What's the difference? The difference is that there's a natural tendency for things to come back to the natural state. And if something is naturally at home, he's an American. He can travel all the way around the world, the probability is going to end up back in America one day. Because things, there are a lot of things that are not in their natural state. Because of all kinds of forces that have brought them outside of their natural state. But when you recognize that, yes, this is not right, but it's not its natural state, then you know that the tshuva process is going to happen. On Klai Yisrael's level, this is called V'dor Revi Teshuva Heino. Besides the haftocha of it, but the extensions away is only four. And when you get finished going away, then you come back. That's it. When you finish going away, then things come back. And that's the reason why this haftocha, the fourth generation, comes back. Because that's the leeway is only that much. You can only stretch the elastic that far. And then, just like an elastic, the further that it's stretched away, the more snappy it comes back to its natural position. Because then there's this major force of all of that stretching that brings it back. Aveya Gohes Aveya is the process that enables a person to go down a path that's not him. It's not natural for him. It's not something that he wants to do. It's not something he wants to be. And therefore, two things. Number one, when a person has already done something, we have the responsibility to be done with chatzchus and to understand this person is a no good nick. No. This person is a good nick who has done a very no good thing. And he's responsible for that steer. But he is a good person and he's done a bad thing. And as long as he has that bad thing on his head, well, then he carries the bad name that goes with it. But he can't separate himself from it. I can approach him as a good person. I can deal with him from his good side. And that way I can help him bring it back also. This is very important for dealing with the other person, and it's also almost as equally important in dealing with ourselves. A person has to be able to see himself. When he's down, when he fell, when he did that, that's not fitting for him. And to carry both sticks at the same time. At one time, no wishy-washy. This is no good. This is unacceptable. This is bad. This is below what you expect from yourself. It's not going to be. Not acceptable. Can't. No way. All excuses in the world don't help. This is a no. Number two, well, I'm not a no, I'm a good person. So how did I do such a no? Because there's a process that the Yetzer has a way of sneaking up, sneak attack. It brings us from little thing to the bigger thing. And then here I woke up and look, I'm on the ground. So two things. When you're on the ground, it enables you to carry both things at the same time. The clear self-criticism that a person needs to call a spade an aveir, and no good and no good. But on the other hand, be able to know this is an unnatural state and to separate yourself from the aveir. So that the aveir is one thing and you end up with. This is the aside of the tshuva process. This is the aside that the Beni Yonah explains Barucha in the aside HaTshuva. What's more directly related to the Mishnah is before the fact. There are very often that there's a little thing. It's not so terrible. It really isn't. And we have 50 different reasons why. That's, under the circumstances, I'll make up for it. But next time will be better. You say, well, it's not so terrible anyway. You have to know that Aveya Gora is Aveya. You start off with the little one. But once you're down that path, you may end up where you had no intentions of going. And you're going to carry responsibility for that. You're going to pay the price for that. The time to stop doing the worst of Aveyas is when it comes to the little things. There's a point that's very difficult for us to grasp, very painful, but it's something that we're going to have to hear. The Torah, the Rabbanu Shalom, came down on Har Sinai to all of Klal Yisrael, including Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, Shimi Zkenim, Dor Deya, certainly us, Chofetz Chaim, everybody, right? Took him by the shoulder. Lo Yisirtzach. Lo Yisinof. Eish is ish, no good. Lo Yisignof, get your hands off your neighbor's car. For a minute. What? I have problems, but I don't think I had the guts to kill somebody. I would want to. I don't hate anybody. I don't think anybody hates me. What do you want for my life? What do you look at? The teacher would call you in, changes the principal when you were a kid, right? High school. Right. So I'm giving you a last warning. You better not be a murderer. You'd go home crying, but forget it. I went out of the school. I don't know what the hell. Yeah, I didn't do my homework, you know, but I didn't kill a teacher, you know. Yeah, I flew a Piper airplane. I don't know, like, you know, I don't know what they're talking about. Well, what they must have been going on behind my back. I don't know what's going on. You know, you see it's off the day. We don't see what. So there are different approaches to this problem. The Mishnah gives us one of the most basic approaches: Aveya Goyer is Aveya. Being that this process exists, and there's a road, and once a person starts down their road, there's no ending, no knowing where it's going to end, and get all the way down to the bottom. And the beginning of the road is not that far away from where we are. As a matter of fact, it may be, because we're a little down the middle of the road. And we have to know that the whole road has to do with us. Lo yisirtzach. V'haftirich l'kol ha'ish. If you're going to start with sinner, if you're going to go out of Ahava, the main concept that a person has to know is that every act that a person does causes a basic effect on the essence of where a person is in the world. On what path he's on what state he's in which direction he's going. There is nothing too small. Most of the main decision points, when a person will trace back the big things that he did in life, most big things, the decision point was at a little one, was a little switch. It may have been for a little reason. Could have gone this way, could have gone that way, and the difference was very minor, and it was was because three people made fun this way and two people made fun the other way. It's because they had three retainers in that direction and four retainers in the other direction. Could have balanced, could have been very minor. There are things that we identify as our basic essence, our identity. I am A. Right? It could be a political affiliation, it could be hashkafas, it could be activities that I'm basically involved in, it could be likes and dislikes, as personalities, all kinds of basic identities. I am, a person has definitions of his identity. And he thinks that this is so basic and so central, and sometimes it is, but very often it isn't. Very often it was something that started with a small difference. Just a small difference is built up another one, another one, another one, until the person can't set in a certain direction. I heard whether he made it up or not. It was a young child. He drew Rav David Kronglass, who was the Mashkiya from Baltimore. You know, I was a young child, I must have been 8 or 9. I don't know exactly what he wanted for my life, but he sat me down once and for 45 minutes or something like that. He drilled into me in a way that I'll never forget, which is exactly what he was intending to do. That's something at the time that I really thought he that could maybe something's happened. So I really didn't know what he wanted. But he drilled it in, and he drilled it in, and made me say it over. It was something unreal. You should know one thing: that big people do little things. Little people do big things. That's the whole message. He drilled it in. He made sure it'll never get. I'll never forget. That's the Yisoid. It's part of the Yisoid of this Mishnah. What counts? The places where the real bechira takes place, where a person changes paths. And the paths can be extremely major, from tzaddik to rosh. The differences are usually not dependent on the big things. They're dependent on the little things. Little things bring 10 more things into more things. Mitzvah goes, The divergence is slight in the beginning, paths are totally different. The end result is unrecognizable.
What's the goal of it? Explained by the mythical atmosphere that was discovered to Hashem, drives you closer. What's the goal by there? What causes one of there to give one of there?
The same process in the universe. Same process.
Should we?
The same thing, the exact same. I don't want to get too dark. Try to keep things in a positive note. Aveyu geyos aveyu. Mitzvah geyos mitzvah. The essence of what makes this world so valuable. If a person will look through what a person does in his life, you will see that 99.99% of the time he's doing very small things. Very rarely that a person does it. You only get married once. Yeah. A person only makes major world shattering decisions sometimes, never. And the daily life, the person threw us down, he wants to get out of my ball, and he got us involved in eating and getting dressed and washing your hands and cleaning and doing and this and that. All of the activity that a person's involved with, and the preparation for the preparation, and the arrangements for the preparation of the arrangements, that you go into, that a person's always involved in all things. Rarely does a person have the opportunity to actually directly, in truth, deal with something of direct greatness. That's why most great things are done by little people, because they're trying to break out of their littleness by the grab bag trick. We talked about the altruism. We talked about the idea that you can try to grab. Little people are going to, I'm going to be great. I'm going to be great. I have a problem. I'm not great, so how do I be great? So I do something grandiose. I find a way to save the world, to turn over, make it. We hope that it's good. It's usually not great. Because great things don't happen that way. But that's not the essence of life. The essence of life is the daily life. You get up in the morning, a little earlier, a little later. You go to davening a little clearer, a little less clearer. The difference between the person who's going up and the person who's going down, they can both stand right next to each other in shul, and not necessarily going to see any difference whatsoever. Doesn't necessarily, you have to have a careful eye to be able to see if this one's going up and that one's going down. He's in shul, he put on tefillin, he says Kriyat Shema. But he said Shema Yisrael, he thought about the relationship. This one said Shema Yisrael, he thought about his business. It's a different way. Greatness of Olam Hazeh. We've talked about it 100 times, we've talked about it 900 times. The greatness of Olam Hazeh is that Rabbi Shalom gave us the opportunity of creating Olam above from every little kernel of sand. Every iota normal life, every aspect and derech of what we do in the world, the Rebbe Shalom guided us with this Torah in a way that we can produce a Olam HaBa from it. The Mishnah, it's brought down in Chazal, in the Midrashim, in several places. The mitzvah, Bereyas mitzvah, Vor, Parsha, Shluch HaKen, in several places in Midrashim, Tavchum, Jewish Rabbi. And the concept is a pillar. We'll just say one. You said it says up there. The Baruch Shalom gave us the mitzvahs and life at once. Wherever you go, the mitzvahs can carry you. You can at every step of the way do it the right way or do it the wrong. You go out to plow a field. There's a mitzvah, how you do that? How you don't do it? You go to build a house. Susan. You go to put on clothes. Klein. Tzitzis. You go. There's a whole list over there, I don't know, 30 or different. Whatever activity that person has, which is essay, veloisa say, at Armislava Ha'odo, where he goes. The Bernstein doesn't ask us to be Superman. All he asks us to do is to be, live the life of Olam Hazeh, the way Olam Hazeh is, al pi Torah. That's all he asks. That starts off really actually quite easy. It's true that sometimes the Baruch Hashem brings us to bigger and bigger nishyanos. He gives us bigger opportunities to gain to greater heights. That's the concept of mitzvah, Gereis mitzvah. That when we do the easier the mitzvah kala, it brings us to a state like we saw in the Benayim, that now we can handle, and we will succeed in a more difficult thing. But we have to remember both sides of the fence. Every item, every aspect of human life has the possibility of being a mitzvah, Gereis mitzvah, or has the possibility of being a very good answer. There's nothing too small to be important. There was once Maral was forced to make a vikuach in front of the king with a priest. One of the questions that was asked to the Maral was, what's the Shulchan Aruch? You know, you think he's so big with the Shulchan Aruch, and Yidden, Shulchan Aruch, everything in Shulchan Aruch? Hey, you start off, you know what it talks about. You open up to the first page and it's talking about, excuse me, the bathroom. What kind of book is that? He says, that's the greatness. That's it, you got it. That's the greatness. The Torah is not religion in the church. The Torah is life. The Torah is chayin. Everywhere. Nothing too small. The Torah is so exact copy of reality? If it's part of reality, part of Torah. If it's part of Torah, no inyan. There's no stira at all between Olam Hazeh and Torah. In Torah. Christianity, it says religion and life are total enemies. And that was the side of the whole Pikuach, which we proved to the Christians that Achzorim and Roy. What they call religion of love is the religion of hate. It's not so hard to do. You don't have to be a moral for that. But, the yisoid that everything in life, every little thing, could be either a mitzvah or a mitzvah, or a ve'er ve'er. I don't know what is the proper way how we have to koine this concept, but this is the type of concept the person has to ingrain in himself, carry with him, and remind himself on a. The most on a daily basis until it lives like this, until it becomes part of realization that that's what life is all about. A person who lives with that type of a candle guiding his way probably won't trip. And when he trips, he'll know how to get up. So a mission like this is a mission that's worth spending another hour. Learn it again. It's okay. Take another thing. No. This is a Mishnah that's basic, very, very basic. The survival, success, survival of our faults, and success of our right actions. If a person understands the importance of every small act, and if a person knows that there's a way out, even of the worst fault. Even if the worst failing, even if the worst falling, still get up. There's a reason how he got there, there's a way to get back. And a person will always be alive, always will be moving. Never the Yetzer Hara will be able to get him to a point where he feels it doesn't matter anyway, which is the main job of the Yetzer Hara.
I've been reading for the last year all these Gedolim biographies. And they live 100 years in every day, and they don't trip. They don't trip. They see absolutely everything through the Torah. That's the way you do things. Nothing, no consideration is ever made that's not connected to the Torah. Everything is done as a mitzvah. That's the way you live. And the second that you start to, they open their eyes, and you hear about them, to the time you hear that they went to Shemayim, there's never anything else. It's as if it can't enter. The derech is so clear.
Partly the editor.
Huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I don't think it's partly the editor. It could be this glorification.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's partly the editor. I think you can see clearly how they live.
There is truth to what you're saying. There's also truth to what you're saying. There are yechidim, there are exceptions to the world that were given such a high neshama for the chesed of the door to be able to see how it's done right, to leave the door and forever. There are people that actually did run through life smooth. Most gedolim, though, didn't. One of the gedolim called me in and saw when I was there once, and he had one of those books on the shelf and threw it on the ground. These things are dangerous. They're no good. He says, you know, one day I'm going to go upstairs also. He says, you know what they're going to say on me? And he said, I spit on himself. It's very interesting. Soon you can ask me what he says, the other half also, and they're not going to say either. He says, he thought that I was born a tzaddik in the Talmud Chochem, and I took off. It was a straight line, and that's how I got to where I am today. He says, that's not true. Shiva Yipol Tzadik Kol. Mishle Posim Shalom tells you. The real Tzadik usually doesn't work that way. That's a rarity, that's the exception. There's one in a generation. One in three generations. Two in a generation. Most of the tzaddikim go down the Shiva tzaddikim. Shiva Yipo tzaddikim. The Goyim says Shiva doesn't mean seven and not eight. Shiva means the full cycle. Just like 7 days of the week, doesn't mean. There's no eighth day. Right, because you do the sevens over again. Seven means repetitive cycles of all of the different problems that there are. The tzaddik lives in the same world that the Rasha lives. He fights the same problems that he does. Just one carries the differences in a way that the totality of the path is called the mitzvah goyer's mitzvah path. And over the years, it becomes more tzaddik, more tzaddik, and more tzaddik. And the other one, the other direction. But it wasn't smooth down the path. Shivo, yipo tzaddik. This Gadol felt it was important to clarify, and he spelled out to me some of his failings. It was scary. That was a concept of the idea of Gadol Gadol Mechaber Yitzo Gadol Mimeno. He had some very interesting history, which it's better it shouldn't be known. But he wanted to point me that a person who finds that he has a Yetzer and then he makes mistakes thinks, well then, I'm forget it, but from the good guys I'm not going to be. It's not the way it is. It's not the way it is. It's not true. It's not true. Those good guys, you think, also have a Yetzer and they also. The difference is how much. Bottom line, Shiva Tzipo Vikom. You get up again. How do you say that? Not with him. Oof, that's off the point. That's the point.
Can you
not, it's okay. It's okay. It's
fine. What we wasn't talking about front. It's a view of how they see things in their lives in a continuum. You know they're in the right direction. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. So this is the first half of the mitzvah, Mishnah. I think we have some bit of understanding. I'd like to throw out one more concept just before we go on to the second half of the Mishnah. If we don't get to it tonight, it won't be ended. Why is it that mitzvah goyer is mitzvah? Why is it that there goyer is aver? So we explained already a certain level, because every mitzvah brings a person closer, every aver brings a person further. But there's a further understanding which the Rishonim explained over here, which is very important. If mitzvahs would be every mitzvah would be a world on its own. Its own entity that begins and ends with itself. And it would be unnatural that mitzvah is mitzvah. Especially because the Rishonim explained the Vinyan emphasized we're talking about a natural process. Not yet up to the supernatural processes. If grapefruits are grapefruits and planet Jupiter is planet Jupiter. So just because this is round, that's round. But if you're into grapefruits, it doesn't gonna get you to Jupiter. Things that have to be related to connect. Where's the Goyeres comes from? The concept, which is important to know, is that all of the world, and all of the person, and all of the Torah have two ways of looking at them, but both of them are true simultaneously. One is each piece, each inyan, each mitzvah, each aver in a person's body is a world on its own. But they also make up a tool. And they're interrelated and intertwined, and they are actually all one unit. Let's take the marshal of the body. A person, nowadays, world is a specialist. So as many Evorin and subsets of the Avorim that there are, that's how many types of specialists there are. Plus a few. Why? Because there's truth to that too. A kidney is a whole world. Whole world of kidneys. The liver is a whole world. They're both in the digestive system. Yeah. But each one is a world on its own. Brain is a whole world, the heart is a whole world, every aspect, of the body is a world on its own. A doctor who only knows the whole general picture is at best a look in the ears, measles, pops, and chicken pox doctor. He's good for running out of prescriptions, basically. That's about his level. That's also called a doctor. But if you have anything more serious than chicken pox, then he's not a doctor anymore. And usually if he's very good, he says, this is something beyond me, go to something who knows a little bit more. If he's not, then he says it's chicken pox. Then he's in trouble. Just knowing a general overall picture is enough for the surface things, for things that are simple and clear. The reverse. There are specialists who have lost track. They're so involved in the small world of the left side of the kidney that they work on, that you have the concept that the surgery succeeded and the patient died. Yeah. Patient dying, that's another, I don't know who takes care of that, but the kidney wasn't Beseder and now it's Beseder. Surgery succeeded. Besides the fact that even in the curing of the kidney, if you're dealing with it, you better know something about toenails. Because if you don't have the toenails in the picture, then you don't have the full picture of a kidney. The interrelationship between the claw and the crack of the human body is clear, or should be clear, to anybody who wants to consider himself a doctor, and anybody who needs to go to a doctor. The same thing is true for the world as a whole. All of Klai is still made up of the individuals, so we had the parshas beginning of the Midbar to deal with this subject. And the same thing is true with Torah. Rimach Avorim, Rimach Mitzvahs, Shasagidi. To teach us that the mitzvahs, just like the Avorim, are both each one a world on its own, and also components of a totality. The Gereres, the reason why one thing naturally rings to another is because of they are one part of a totality. Knowing that every aspect, so again, the moshul of a health, a person has ramach evor. Ramaz evorim are healthy. This one's not healthy. Probabilities you're going to find him in bed. Hospital by the doctor. Yeah, 247 he got right. Only one wrong. I mean, that's pretty good on test, no? What's he doing in the hospital? Everybody else is healthy. But everybody else, because one's no good, so then everybody else no good. Yeah, sometimes we get these little reminders. You have just an ingrown toenail. That's all, I think you get dinner right home to mom's house. Just ingrown toenail. But it hurts. And it's difficult to walk. And it gives you a headache. And all the other ramazi for him. Just not what they're supposed to be. And the toenail's all the way down there in the bottom. But if it's the head that hurts directly, they get it. On the stomach, right here, Just one little thing, just there. Nothing else hurts. So what are you getting so excited about? Why do you look so terrible? Why are you lying there like you look, you're half dead? What happened? So you hurt, so what? With all the remands before him, okay? Just what? The other ear, even the other ear doesn't hurt. The whole ear hurts? No. Just the inner ear. So just the inner ear. On the left side, that's hurts. And the whole mix is in there. What happened? Something is a real entity. Every aspect lives every other aspect. There's nothing, even though there is a hierarchy, there's no question that a person has a problem in his heart. It's a much bigger difference than if he has a problem with his donya. There's no question there's a hierarchy. No question there are different values, different levels. But everything is important. And everything is important to everything. The smallest mitzvah, the mitzvah kalo, the toenail corresponding, could be gerer as the heart. The Rambam explains in Boy that every mitzvah has with it all of these sages of emunah, which is the heart. Any mitzvah that doesn't come to the heart doesn't bring out emunah, doesn't bring out these sages of chai. Mitzvah, gereres mitzvah, aveya, gereres aveya. Because we're in a total world, we're total human beings, we have a total Torah, and the tachlis that the Rambam gave us is not just to earn another point, a brownie point in the bank. Just to get another, you lose one, two down, one up. No. The Rambam wants, demands, and has very extensive and sometimes not pleasant processes to make sure that in the final end, these human creatures that walk through this world and do all kinds of funny things will end up in Olam Haba. And in Olam Haba there are no Balim. You can't come with Ramah Zevon to Olam Haba. Only Ramah Zevon are allowed. It's a world of Shlemus. It's a world of Achdus. World of perfection. And only perfection gets in. This is a world of imperfection. And that goes into the yesod of everything that we've been talking about for the whole time. That from Olam Hazeh, the nes, that you can produce Olam Hazeh from Olam Haba, from Olam Hazeh. It doesn't mean that person has to be perfect to make it. Most people are not. But the tachlis that the Baruch Shalom wants, soif, is that we should attain perfection. Relative perfection. Our individual perfection. But to make it to Olam Haba, we have to attain perfection. Right. So you want to talk about absolute perfection. Right. So just like... Only perfection is that well. Perfection. We'll use the Hebrew word, shlemus. Just like in pain, a person who has one out of 248 of arm that hurts, the whole body hurts. If he has one super perfect aver, he will give health to the whole body. So what the Rambam says is with one mitzvah that's done with perfection, you can earn your entrance into Olam Haba. Because every mitzvah has within it all of Torah Kula. All interrelated. All interconnected. In the Siddur, it's not only telling you big things, you take out a Siddur. And you say in all the mitzvahs, you know, you have over there. Before the Tefillin, the Targum mitzvahs are clean. That's what this concept is. That every mitzvah has all of the mitzvahs dependent on it, and it is dependent on all of the mitzvahs. And that's why nothing you can leave go by. There's nothing unimportant. Everything has importance. And nothing too small to be important. Because the smallest thing can bring a person to the biggest thing. this concept of the interrelationship has certain places, just like in the body. There are certain things that their interrelationship to the rest of the Evarim is more minor. And there are certain things that are more basic. That on the surface you can see how it affects everything. A person has a problem with the heart. Immediately you see how it affects all of the different organs, all of the different systems. The brain for sure. So too, there are mitzvahs that in and of themselves seem to be some. Every mitzvah has within it the power to be gereres, not just the next mitzvah on the line, but in fact, all of the mitzvahs. And unfortunately, the same thing goes for others. Any aver that a person does, the littlest aver, opens up to him another connection to the worst. To gereres, because the omen never is up. Do you have maybe a problem with Lashon Hara? Well, then you have a problem with Lo Yisitzach. Do you have a problem with being kind after the Chachamayicha? Then you have a problem with Lo Yisitzach, and so forth. This gives us a what should give us the central, the sensor concept is a recognition of the importance of little things. Nothing's too small to be important. Don't take anything for granted. And don't let anything in on what. On the Aveir side. But try at each point to give everything its proper importance. Everything. Yes, it's a mitzvah kala. But if you can give it, it could be gereres with it. All you say is some mitzvahs. And the aveir can be a aveir kala yachasim. But it can be gereres, like say it's all. Because that goes so we'll leave the second half of the Mishnah, the other part of the Mishnah, for next week. Just relate back to the beginning of the Mitzvah. Those that were there, if you remember back, that was a few weeks ago, I think. But the concept that all of this has to bring us to is a Rots. This is all explanation of heavy Rots, the Mitzvah Kal, and Bereach. We all have a certain relationship to mitzvahs and a certain relationship to aveir. Everybody has a certain negative relationship to aveirs and a certain positive relationship to mitzvahs. But lackadaisy, not the special super duper great mitzvah that's done, just the everyday mitzvahs. The mitzvah goveres mitzvahs, and the aveir goveres aveirs. The mitzvah is teaching us the proper perspective to see, and when we hear these things, we get some understanding of these concepts. What it has to be brought out to, where you have to bring it out, la maisa, is in the heavy roots, the mitzvah kala.